This is SBS Audio.
Dalam era teknologi maklumat yang semakin hari semakin canggih, kadangkala memisahkan maklumat yang sahih daripada yang palsu kini semakin rumit. Seringkali maklumat palsu ini berisiko menggugat keharmonian dan keselamatan masyarakat kerana ia mampu mempengaruhi pemikiran masyarakat umum yang tanpa soal siasat sewenang-wenangnya mempercayai berita dan maklumat palsu ini. Dalam episod Australia Explain kali ini, SBS Melayu mengupas bagaimana maklumat palsu ini disebar dan kesannya terhadap masyarakat sejagat. Penyebaran maklumat palsu kini menjadi antara cabaran paling hebat dalam dunia serba digital. Namun persoalannya, apakah yang dimaksudkan sebagai maklumat atau berita palsu ini? Dalam bahasa Inggerisnya, misinformation. Sushi Das ialah pengarah bersekutu RMIT Fact Lab, sebuah unit di Universiti RMIT khusus untuk mengenal pasti sama ada sesuatu maklumat itu benar atau palsu. Sushi Das menerangkan maklumat palsu atau misinformation sebegini.
So misinformation is basically incorrect information that people pass on without realizing that it's incorrect. Disinformation is false information that people deliberately create to mislead other people, and they might do this for a joke, or they might do it to push a political agenda, or they might do it to somehow make money through clicks.
Pengesah fakta seperti Sushi Das menilai isi kandungan media sosial yang menjadi viral untuk mengenal pasti sama ada ianya mengandungi maklumat palsu. Ini membabitkan penyelidikan mendalam bagi mengesahkan kesahihan dan ketepatan maklumat yang disebarkan ke khalayak ramai. Menurut Das, tajuk berita utama di Australia dan di luar negara seringkali mencetus maklumat palsu dalam media sosial.
For example, at the moment, there's the war between Russia and Ukraine. So there is misinformation and disinformation around that war. There is another war in the Middle East. So we've got the Palestine and Israel situation. And there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation around that too. We're also seeing regularly financial scams, health-related misinformation.
Dr. Timothy Graham ialah Profesor Madya dalam jurusan Media Digital di University of Technology, Queensland. Beliau berkata algoritma media sosial seringkali memain peranan menyebar maklumat palsu di laman web. Tambah beliau, platform media sosial semata-mata wujud untuk menjana iklan dan pengiklan menggunakan algoritma untuk mengubah suai bahan isi kandungan bagi menarik pengguna demi mempertingkatkan keuntungan.
Content will come across people's feeds that they find irresistible. Humans are sort of hardwired and socially and emotionally set up for, you know, really emotive, media-rich content that may not necessarily be factual. And I think platforms will tend to boost and promote content that's getting immediate reactions, like really bursty reactions from people. And people are very quick to share stuff that makes them feel something strongly, whether it's funny, whether it's, you know, something really negative.
Penyebaran maklumat palsu atau misinformation berpunca akibat beberapa faktor. Ia seringkali tercetus akibat kesilapan yang tidak terduga, laporan berat sebelah, laporan menggempar untuk menjana sensasi, muslihat politik atau ideologi dan manipulasi ekonomi. Manakala teori konspirasi pula membabitkan perancangan atau plot rahsia, berbeza dari penyebaran maklumat palsu atau misinformation yang seringkali merangkumi maklumat secara amnya tanpa mengandungi elemen teori konspirasi. Umpamanya dalam penyelidikan mereka, pasukan RMIT Fact Lab mendapati wujud teori konspirasi yang kononnya mendakwa kod QR yang mengganti tag keselamatan yang dilekatkan kepada baju baru sebenarnya ialah usaha pihak berkuasa mengesan dan mengawal pergerakan pembeli baju tersebut. Teori konspirasi mendakwa langkah kawalan ini dipersetujui oleh Forum Ekonomi Sedunia, pihak bank dan kerajaan, walhal tujuan kod QR ialah untuk menjimat penggunaan kertas sebagai tag baju baru demi mengurangkan pencemaran alam sekitar.
This is wrong. It's incorrect. These codes tell you the details about the item, where it was made, whether it was made ethically, washing instructions, fabric details. But of course, there are people arguing that these are all about tracking you.
Sementara itu, Dr. Darren Coppin, seorang pakar tingkah laku dari Sydney berpendapat, penyebaran maklumat palsu bermula sejak manusia mula menggunakan bahasa untuk berkomunikasi sesama sendiri. Pada zaman silam, maklumat sebar melalui kaum keluarga dan masyarakat sekeliling, mengikut kepercayaan dan budaya komuniti terbabit. Namun, tambah beliau, kini kita menerima maklumat dari pelbagai sumber dan dari seluruh dunia.
Apparently, according to a University of Canberra study, Australians are among the worst in the world for sharing dodgy articles. 80% will share an article that they even think is dubious. So that is obviously compounding the issue that we're facing with fake news and misinformation.
Menurut Dr. Darren Coppin, penyebaran maklumat palsu boleh memberi kesan negatif terhadap masyarakat, politik dan pihak individu.
When misinformation or fake news confirms a pre-existing belief or suspicion, then it can really affect behaviour. And it also affects our voting, and public policy starts to reflect people's attitudes and what's been influenced by fake news as politicians try to appeal to the public. Particularly during COVID, we saw a lot of issues with misinformation on every aspect of COVID. And the Director General of the World Health Organization said that we're not just fighting an epidemic, we're fighting an infodemic.
Dr. Coppin turut mengenal pasti empat sebab kenapa manusia sering menyebar maklumat palsu.
Fake news plays on humans' loathing of uncertainty. We absolutely crave safety and a sense of control. We're driven to eradicate that uncertainty. So we search for answers. And if they're not readily available, we fill in the gaps. So we're suckers for any information where none's available. And the second is we have a huge negativity bias as humans.
Dr. Coppin turut mengutarakan teori bahawa manusia pada dasarnya cenderung terhadap pemikiran pesimistik dan negatif akibat proses pemilihan semula jadi atau natural selection process mengikut teori Charles Darwin. Justru, kata beliau, lazimnya individu yang lebih agresif mampu mengatasi cabaran dan rintangan yang dihadapi.
Have you ever talked to an Australian and you're overseas before you might? Often all they talk about with foreigners are spiders, snakes and sharks, you know, that abound in Australia rather than the beauty and the opportunity that's here.
Sememangnya tabiat manusia yang sentiasa memerlukan sokongan terhadap segala pandangan dan kepercayaan mereka. Menurut Dr. Coppin, tabiat inilah yang mendorong setiap individu untuk mudah terpedaya dengan maklumat palsu yang pada dasarnya mungkin menyokong kepercayaan mereka. Kata beliau, apatah lagi sekiranya maklumat palsu ini tersiar melalui teknologi canggih yang seolah-olah menjamin kebenaran maklumat tersebut.
If we belong to, say, an anti-vax group, then we're likely to search for anti-vax information, or at least that's what sticks in our brain. And the things that stick with us are things prove and reinforce our pre-existing beliefs. So we just get more and more extreme and polarized. The last one is fake news now can look professional when you're looking at it online, whereas when you're with somebody face-to-face, you can tell from their furtiveness or their weird demeanor or sweaty palms, you might inform us that they're untrustworthy or what they're saying isn't to be believed.
Memandangkan masalah penyebaran maklumat palsu kini berleluasa, keupayaan setiap individu untuk mengenal pasti antara benar dan palsu amat penting. Susie Das dari RMIT Fact Lab memberi petua bagaimana memisahkan maklumat dan berita yang benar daripada yang palsu.
You can just get some keywords, open a new tab, put those keywords into the new tab and search for what other things you can find using those keywords. You can even put some keywords in with the words fact check to see if somebody has already written an article, a fact check article about that topic. If it's a picture that you're looking at and you're not sure if that's a real picture, you can do a right click. If you're in Google, you can do a right click and you will get the option to search image with Google.
Manakala Dr. Coppin pula mencadangkan supaya setiap individu tidak menerima dengan sewenang-wenangnya sebarang maklumat tanpa usul siasat terlebih dahulu.
Stop and think, would I repeat this or would I say this to somebody's face in public? And if you're not sure, then please don't forward and share things because you're contributing to a multiplier effect of misinformation. And secondly, be wary of your own search term biases.
Dalam pada itu, Profesor Timothy Graham dari University of Technology Queensland menerangkan apakah cabaran seterusnya dalam dunia teknologi maklumat yang semakin hari semakin canggih.
I think one of the biggest challenges that generative AI pose is that these AI can produce content that, at least at first glance, appears to be authored by a human and is quite convincing. And this is not only text, but obviously images as well. And so a real challenge that's happened is that we just have a deluge of AI-generated content that's, you know, kind of mixing in, and it's becoming more and more complicated to just keep up with how much of this is a factual image or an authentic image or an authentic piece of text versus something that's not.
Dalam dunia serba canggih yang melihat maklumat palsu dianggap suatu kebenaran, setiap individu mempunyai tanggungjawab untuk mengesahkan maklumat yang diterima. Apa yang penting, setiap insan perlu menapis, memikir dan menafsir terlebih dahulu segala maklumat yang diterima melalui media sosial dan dari sumber-sumber lain di laman web. Pilih perbualan dan dialog yang civil dan cuba elak dari melempar fitnah dan penghinaan, lebih-lebih lagi melalui media sosial. Sedaya upaya, elak dari menjadi ejen penyebar kabar angin dan maklumat palsu.